Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, move over, Tyler. I'm taking this one. We got some breaking news, some Astros breaking news. Clint, Joe Espada said to the media, Spencer Arrighetti will come off the IL today and join the big league team and will start one of the remaining two games in this Marlins series. So he will either start tomorrow or Wednesday, but Spencer Arrighetti coming off of that right thumb fracture, we do not have to revisit how it occurred. It is over. Rear view mirror, Clint. It is over, but he is back. He is one of those injured pitchers that the Astros were looking to get back. And his last outing, 4 2/3 on Thursday, and he is set to join the big league club and pitch one of the two games in this Marlins series. So Spencer Arrighetti is back.
Come on.
Hold on, boys. This is a hell of a replacement for Augusto as they bounced him up out of Houston.
Yeah. Hey,
This is what we're talking about. It's you add the two bats from the trade, the Urias deal, to turn your defense up a notch. Now all of a sudden, by the way, you got Pena back, which is a little bit of a scare there. It took years off Tyler's life, but a little bit of a scare there. He's back. Now all of a sudden, here comes Spencer Arrighetti at some point tomorrow or Wednesday. This is what we're talking about, man. Hold on long enough to get these guys back whole. Now the big piece, obviously, is Yordan Alvarez, and this does not ease the tension of we just hadn't heard much.
Do you want an update on him, or do you want me to?
Love an update on him.
I just wanted to
somewhat feel good about Spencer Arrighetti for
that's
a couple
what I
seconds.
Wanted to do. I wanted to give just good news. I was going to hold back the Yordan thing for a second. I just wanted to give good news.
Here's the deal. I know when Spencer took the ball off the hand while the Mariners were in batting practice playing long toss in the outfield.
I said we were going to let that go.
Well, I know, but here was where I was going with that, Ron. It's like I know there was some pushback on the text line and some of our listeners that apparently played in the big leagues and studied the big leagues. Apparently that's a pretty common thing. Like, let's just hope we don't still have starting pitchers in the outfield playing long toss, and let's hope Spencer Arrighetti can avoid that being an issue again.
I just want to break the news to you and tell you that they probably have not stopped. I bet you they've continued to do so in the outfield, Clint, and hopefully Spencer at least turning. At least have Spencer facing where the ball's coming from.
Why don't we have him behind the net or maybe somebody out there protecting him a bit, man? That'd be smart if you
let whoever he's playing catch
in a 24-hour span. If you can't find another time for your starting pitchers to get their long toss routine in, other than when the opposing team is taking BP, I'd be sending Christian Walker and Yordan, and I'd be sending everybody up there and say, hey, man, forget really focusing in on driving the ball, just hit P-Rods out there at left field at the starting pitchers.
Yeah. Again, if you're just joining us, Spencer Arrighetti off the IL finally. He had the fracture in his thumb. He is back and will pitch either tomorrow or Wednesday in this Marlins series. So, as Clint said, we knew they traded, oddly enough, Ryan Gusto. What do you think the chances are that we see Ryan Gusto in this series? But they've traded Ryan Gusto to the Marlins. And you wondered who would fill that void. They didn't get Dylan Cease, but Spencer Arrighetti, who is back off the IL, will join the team. From the text line real quick, Arrighetti, 5.88 ERA. Wow, what a great pitcher. Guys, yes, that's factual. He has thrown 9 innings on the season.
One ball game.
All right. He's 1-1, 9 2/3. All right, yes. And I would like to say, I would like to correct you. He's got a 5.59 ERA, not a 5.88 ERA by my calculations.
Get your facts right. So, going to come in here with that. Get that right.
I will say he finished last year, in the second half of last year, he was pitching really, really well. And he was a hope coming into the season that he would be somebody that you could potentially depend on. So hopefully he comes back And damn it, he makes you feel better than some of the other guys that you had in the rotation. This means that maybe the Jason Alexanders we'll see who pitches tonight may not have to make that many more starts. So this is a great thing for the Astros.
This is a great thing for the Astros. And if you're an Astros fan that's not excited, now you may get let down, but if you're not excited about Spencer Arrighetti being introduced back into this starting rotation, something's wrong with you, man. Like, here's the deal. The reality of the Astros situation right now is you got Spencer Arrighetti, who you hope will take the next step based on what we saw last year, which would put him squarely in that three spot as the third starter in a playoff series. You either that, Christian Javier comes back after being out. How long's he been out? How long's Christian Javier been out, boys?
Last year, first half of last year.
Right. So he comes back and is just nails from jump, because we got about 50 games left this season before we got to know what the answer to this question is, right? Or Lance McCullers, who's costed him 14, 15 days here with a blister, he's got to be close to getting back in the rotation here in this round anyway. One of those three guys has to be your third starter. The trade deadline is come and gone. This has got to be your third starter. So I understand that the number may not be what you want it to be with Spencer Arrighetti and the small sample size this year, but based on what we know of Spencer Arrighetti, there's a real chance that he's going to be the third guy, and rightfully so, is going to be good enough to earn that spot. So,
but Clint, Clint, at this point, you need your third, your fourth, and fifth starter.
Absolutely.
This lead has slid down to 2.5. Like, you need to be able, if you can have a rotation of Framber, Hunter, Arrighetti, Javier, McCullers, or Garcia, whatever. Right. If you can have it of those guys, then you would want it, right?
So as a fan, you might want to lean into Arrighetti. Huh?
I'm just saying, you would want that, as opposed to the guys that I don't think were in the plans to come up.
Agreed.
All right. I'll give you the Yordan update here in the next segment. Yordan and a couple of others as well, because you brought up that devastating blister that got a hold of Lance, and there is an update there. Clint, I do want to tell you, I got on the scale, and I've been here in Kansas City, been here home. Slid into some good cooking, some food out, some drinks out. Ran into Canadian Tuxedos, as you know, and got on the scale this morning at 287.2. I was at 288 the last time I weighed in.
Well, that's where you wanted to get into, right?
Yeah.
Thought that's the first time you're in the 280s?
Well, we were in the 280s last time. We were at 288 the last time when I weighed in a couple Mondays ago, and now at 287. So we're a pound off since I've been here.
It's all right, man. That's the right direction, dude. I thought when you said I was going to be disappointed that you had gained. That's just
fine. I didn't. No, slightly slightly lost.
This is what it's all about. I mean, it ultimately is about the big number and how low can you get, and can we keep going south overall? But the reality of it is, Ron, and I think we have this in common, is when you do have weeks like this week, because I'm same boat. When you have weeks like this week where you kind of let your guard down a little bit, you have good reason. I do not. You're at least conscious of it, and it's not back to where we started. You know what I mean? That's good. That's what this thing's all about.
Yep, I did not have to order that country fried steak.
You did,
with the gravy and the eggs for brunch yesterday. I didn't. I did not.
I've not had a chicken fried steak. Ooh.
Are you on the scale? Clint's on the scale right now, YouTube and Twitch. What were you last week? 240?
I got down to 242, I believe.
242. Where are we at now?
247.
247.
Right. I went the wrong direction, Ty. That's 5 pounds the wrong direction, too.
It's all right.
Better, man.
You know what I've done? I'll give you all a silver lining.
Let's hear it.
I've been without my sauna for a month.
Yeah, you have been.
And I've been 44, 42, back to 47. I can get 39 with my son.
First world problems, man.
Yeah.
So, Clint, 247.2.
247.2.
287.2. We're right here, right in the same space here. All right, we got a big Monday next week. We got us a big Monday next week. All right. Somebody said that. I don't know if they're talking about arrighetti or spaghetti for real. I have not had spaghetti, but that does sound good. I'm going to tell you, it is a step up, because Clint, there's that one point I just said, man, F it, man. In my mind, I would normally just say, F it, man. I'm at home. You know, I got the home cooking, man. Why not? Why not enjoy it for a week? But I have thought it through. I have thought it through.
You may tell you, I may have, and this is like a little kid. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not proud of this. You know, we had some people over. We had some people over, some family over on Saturday. And it was a little rainy outside, so it was hard to get in the pool, get real active, and kind of get out of the kitchen ultimately. And I may or may not have got a touch inebriated.
Got not.
And you know when that happens and you can't get away from the food, you can't like make yourself.
Oh, and it's right there. You start grazing.
I ate at least 15 tater tots. I hadn't eaten a tater tot.
But
not at once,
right? Did you? You kept walking over there and getting them, didn't you?
It was in twos and threes. Because they would stick together, so that's how I justified taking the extra one.
Oh, yeah. Just one.
Yeah, man. I made the decision to put a bun, bread on my hamburger. I drank a tad bit of tequila. That was pretty clean. Then I stumbled into that old pantry, bub. At one point, I found the kids' little breakfast muffins, you know, like the pre-made breakfast muffins with the real
moist
ones.
That's what happens to you.
Mini muffins?
And then I found the wife had restocked. You get a sweet tooth when you start drinking. Yeah,
the wife had restocked the chocolate-covered almonds.
Mm.
A couple handfuls of them. Yeah. So that's where I went wrong, boys.
It was
a good Saturday for you boys. Had some good quality time with the family, though, so... I just got to get back on the horse.
That's all right. Clint, I was staring that omelet down. I was staring at omelet that came with arugula, and it was a veggie omelet. Staring it down. And I looked at the two stops over, up top of that. Country fried steak, scrambled eggs.
Homestyle potatoes. Chicken and waffles, Chief.
I jumped up the two.
Hey, man, that's it, baby. Come on.
That's all right. Not too bad. Not too bad. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that, but it went down. It certainly went down. But that's all right. We'll get there next Monday. We're not bad. We are still making progress here in this thing. You started in the 260s. I started in the 310, and we're still fighting in there. It's all right. Still fighting in there.
I got to get in these 230s, man. I've got to get.
You've gotten close. Yeah, you've gotten close.
You're saying horseshoes or hand grenades don't count.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. It's all right. It's all right. We'll get there.